Welcome back to another episode of the HUD Post podcast. I'm James De Los Santos, and today I have a special guest. He is the owner of the new Freedom Boat Club in Jersey City. My guest is Josh Rosella. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Doing well. I'm excited to speak to you. We had Dizzy go over there and do the ribbon cutting. When I first sent him, I thought it was just a regular dock where they have boats. But from what I discovered is that this is a new type of way of going about boating. You're not owning boats. You're a member and you have access to all these boats. So can you explain that to me?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And yeah, thanks. The participation in the ribbon cutting was awesome. We had a great day there at Liberty Landing. But you're exactly right. So Freedom Boat Club, we call it we make boating simple. And the idea is that we own all the boats. We got a new or like new fleet of boats, turn our boats over every few years, never be on an old boat. But we own the boats. So we take care of the maintenance, the repairs, the storage, the insurance. We find the slips. You know, we handle all of that. Members just make a reservation, show up for the day. There'll be staff on site. The boat will be clean, full of gas. They hop on board, enjoy a nice day of boating, come back, hand over the keys, and we take care of the rest.
Wow, amazing. Sounds like all the great things of having a boat and then and getting rid of all the worst things about it.
Because we try.
I've always heard from people who had boats. They said the best 2 days are when you buy it and when you get rid of it. So I'm imagining all
that's
the,
exactly right. I have a captain that works for us, and he always says the best 3 days. You buy a boat, you get rid of the boat, join the club.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
Boating is awesome, but it does come with a lot of obligations, right? If you own your own boat, and especially if you have to trailer your boat back and forth, you know, but even if you don't, even if you have a great slip on the water and, you know, it's as convenient as can be, you still are leaving from that same location, you know, every time you go boating, and you still have to worry about repairs, maintenance, winterization. One of the beauties of Freedom Boat Club is that, you know, we're not just one location. So we opened a new location in Jersey City, but it's like our 450th location as a franchise. And so as a member, you get access to all of those locations. So that's a really awesome part about the club. You know, you don't have to just continue to go out of the same slip and return to the same slip. You can travel a little bit and see a lot of different great waterways across the world.
Oh, that's amazing. And I hear there's some locations even nearby Jersey City. So if you're just driving a small travel, you have some in Maryland and in Delaware as well. So
that's correct. Yeah. So our franchise group owns the sites in Maryland, Delaware, a few others in New Jersey. We're in D.C. and we have three on the Hudson River. But in addition to the clubs that we own, there's other clubs in Connecticut and Long Island and Pennsylvania and, you know, all over the country.
So you won't have any limit to where you can go or the boats that you can have. That's amazing. Now, what type of boats are these? Are they like small sailboats or we're talking yachts? Like what?
That's a great question. So they're generally like 21 to 24 foot power boats. Mm-hmm. So that's what you'll find at all Freedom Boat Club locations. We'll be in that range. There may be a few sailboats here and there, but I would say they're generally outboard power boats. Like 99%+ of the club. And so, you know, that's what we specialize in. There is an additional tier of membership that's starting to become popular. So a premium tier, we call it the elite membership tier, where you could experience 26 to 29 foot boats, larger boats, better boats, more premium boats. And it varies across the country or maybe even the world because the boating in the Pacific Northwest is very different from the boating in, you know, the New York Harbor. And so they may have pilot house boats or on a lake in Tennessee, you would find wake sport boats, you know, so it just depends on what type of boats. But, you know, those are generally 21 to 24 feet for standard membership.
Now, you said there's a, you know, depending on where it is, a different experience. What would you say this Jersey City location, what is that its unique experience versus all the other ones?
So for us, this is a first step. We started our elite membership last year in Delaware and Jersey City. We tried to pilot it a little bit the year before that. But that's for our 26 to 29 foot boats in our club. That's what we're calling elite. And Jersey City, because of the nature of the waterways, there's a lot of commercial traffic, which means there's a little more wake and just bigger water than some of our other areas. It is an elite site only. So for now, we have our 26. So actually at that site in particular, we have two 27 foot Sea Rays and one 27 foot Key West dual engines on the Key West. And we'll see where we go from there.
Now, if you're a person like me who I would love to be on this boat, but I don't have a boating license, is that something that I have to go and get myself, or is that something that you assist with? How would that go?
So if you were friends with a member, you could join, you know, at any time. Members feel free to bring all their friends. If you were a member, you would need to get a safe boating certificate, which is a state thing. And they're reciprocal. As long as it's a NASBLA certified certificate, it's reciprocal across all the states in the country. But you can do, depending on where you live, that can happen different ways. Sometimes it's online, sometimes it's in person, but you'd have to get that first. And then our captains would train you. We have U.S. Coast Guard licensed captains working in the club. You'd spend a few hours in a classroom or virtually learning like the rules of the road and, you know, the basic safety rules, things like that. And then you would also spend a few hours in person with the captain operating the boat with the captain on board. And they would make sure, you know, that you're capable of operating the boat confidently. If after one training session, you're not comfortable or confident, or the captain is not comfortable or confident in you, you could just come back for more. Right? It's free and unlimited, the new Amazing. Member orientation.
So you're saying that as soon as you're a member, you get unlimited training. So even if you need to refreshen up on your skills, or you, now you want to go from, like you said, the smaller boats to the bigger boats, you'll always have access to that, even at all your other clubs.
Yeah, that's correct. So every member gets new member orientation. That's the base level of certification in our club. Okay. There are more advanced certifications. Like if you wanted to take a boat offshore, that would be a separate level of certification where you would learn different skills. And the same thing applies for our elite membership. They're larger boats with some different systems on board, like windlass anchors, dual engines, things like that. So we would put you through another training certification, depending on what you want to do with your membership.
What would you say that you see a lot of memberships do? Members do? Are they taking their families out? Is this something when you want to impress some clients of businesses, or is it a mixture of both? Or tell me, what do you see?
Yeah. Plus. So, I mean, a lot of members, it really varies, and it varies by geography, I think, a bit as well. Okay. So a lot of members, like in our southern locations, Delaware, southern New Jersey, I'm talking about, they go to sandbars, you know, a lot of dock and dines, mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, casual boating, cruising all over our locations. We see a lot of fishing. So we actually implemented last year, we call it our Anglers Club. So it's like a club within the club for people who want to go fishing. We'll put captains on board. We have training seminars. You know, we have little events where we show people how to rig up, you know, fishing lures and things like that. And so lots of fishing, lots of sandbars, lots of cruising. Dock and dining is very popular. So finding those restaurants on the water, mm-hmm. We have members that go tubing, you know, with the kids or grandkids. So it's just a large variety of things, you know, anything you can do on the water, pretty much you could do in Freedom Boat Club.
What I imagine, what you're telling me is that you're doing these classes. I'm imagining that a lot of people have like-minded hobbies that they're going to start to meet each other. So it's also kind of like a networking club as well.
We found that many of our members value that, right? So it's evolved a bit into that social club. We're trying to propel that in a number of ways. So we have a Sea Sisters Club, which is for women on the water. And that's been very popular in our clubs here and across the network. We have our Anglers Club. We do a lot of events just for all members. Mm-hmm. So any member can come to events. We put on a huge number of events across our territories, and various members participate in those, get to meet one another and, you know, like-minded people. It's the coolest thing after an Anglers Club event to see those people then arrive together and go fishing together. Yeah. You know, people are making friends and, you know, enjoying the club on a different level. Started this thing 9 years ago. Our mantra was, you know, we sell fun. We're selling memories, right? And that's how we need to look at it. And so when you see those friendships getting created and just even people with their families, you know, one of the coolest things about this business is you're interacting with people on like the best day of their week, right? And so they're with their kids and their grandkids and their friends and their parents and, you know, whoever, and they're going out for an amazing day, and they come back, you know, really excited and energetic, and it's just the coolest thing to watch.
How did you get into boating? Because I've heard from a little birdie that you did not grow up near water.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think the first time I ever drove a boat was when we got it delivered, our first boat. So yeah, I grew up in central Pennsylvania in the mountains, didn't have a lot of access to boating water anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I was working for a railroad there for about 10 years, and I had reached out to my aunt and uncle, who are my partners in this, and I was thinking about starting a small business for myself. And so we got talking. They had a friend, really good friend of those two. He and his wife owned the Freedom Boat Clubs in Long Island in Connecticut. And so my aunt and uncle had a beach home in Delaware, and they told me that territory was available, and they had been considering it. You know, maybe we should do that. And long story short, you know, my wife and I for a while were hesitant. It was a big move. I didn't know anything about boating. But we went to visit them. They owned a boat at the time. And they took us out for a really nice ride on a perfect Saturday. And we show up at this restaurant. A guy that went to my high school had moved out there. And he was always posting on like Facebook, like him at this amazing tiki restaurant right on the water. And so my wife recognized the restaurant. She's like, oh, that's where so-and-so is always at. And we come around the restaurant. They have like 85 slips, you know, multiple stages and bands performing and just hundreds and hundreds of people. And my wife and I just kind of looked at each other and we're like, yeah, this is our life now, you know. So we made the move. We started in 2018. It was our first season. We started with one site and four boats and eventually scaled that to a few hundred boats and a couple dozen sites.
Now, is your wife also involved in the Freedom Boat Club as well?
She just enjoys going boating with me. Okay. So she's a nurse and she loves that.
All right. So she makes her supportive. It's like, all right, I know you never owned a boat before, but go ahead. All right.
Awesome. Oh, for this? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's been very supportive. And, you know, and she's enjoying the lifestyle with me. We take our kids boating and it's been really great.
Awesome. Now, are the children, you got them, are they old enough to start driving their own boats or...
My daughter tries. I have an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old, two girls. And so, you know, she's been a little nervous growing up, you know, boating and stuff. But this last time we went out on Friday with a couple of friends that came to visit. And she was asking if she could steer the wheel. And she was teaching the other girls how to wave at other boats. And so she's starting to get into it a little bit.
Awesome. So you have a future boater on your hands, right?
I think
is that the word they call it? You see, I'm not too familiar with the culture of boating, so I need to know some of the terms. So
no, you're right. Yeah, future boater. That sounds
all
good.
All right, awesome. Tell me about what are your best experiences. I know I can imagine that first one, taking that Delaware ride and seeing and then recognizing a restaurant. I can imagine that's one of your best memories. But let me know another experience you've had on a boat where you think is like kind of anchored in that, like this is your life.
I have just the one. You know, there was another time where it just dawned on me how awesome this lifestyle is. So a couple of friends of mine, I'm from Central PA, so a lot of them live in Pittsburgh. And so we met up in DC for a weekend, and I took them out on a boat. We were in the Potomac underneath the Reagan, right? So we were sitting under the Reagan, you know, looking at the monuments from the water, airplanes coming. I don't know if you've ever been to that airport.
Oh, yes, of course.
Flying right over top of you, right? And, you know, having a nice cigar, just relaxing, you know, for a few hours. And it dawned on me again during that day that, you know, what an awesome time this is, how lucky I am.
And I can imagine you're the friend that everyone wants as well, right? Oh, Josh is around. Oh, maybe we can use the boat, you know?
Yeah, that is right. Yeah. But it's great though. You know, it gives,
of course,
you know,
as you
get older and it's harder and harder to find time to meet with people. It gives everybody a reason to come visit us in Delaware.
Yeah. What I always say is like, you know, always, you don't want to pray for a blessing. You want to pray to be the blessing. So when you're around, you're like, hey, there you go. Yes.
I love that. I'm going to steal that.
Of course, yeah. Please take it. I stole it from somebody else. So tell me more about. So you know, people that are listening. Hey, all right, I want to be part of this club. What's the process? Is it an online application? Do I have to go in or?
Yeah,
Is it intense or is it not intense?
Sure. So freedomboatclub.com is the main website for the franchise. Right, you can find information there on all the sites in the world. And how to get in touch with those people. We have our own site, libertyboatgroup.com. That's where we have information about our clubs. The other thing we do is also sell boats. So, you know, in the club, Freedom Boat Club has really high standards on the boats in the fleet. They can only stay in the fleet for a few years. So we're turning over a large number of boats every year in my club. Mm-hmm. And so libertyboatgroup.com would also have information on the boats for sale. So if owning a boat is still for you, you know, we'd be happy to help you out there too. But you can find us on Facebook, you know, Freedom Boat Club. We have various Facebook pages for Delaware, Hudson Valley.
Oh, yes. We've seen them all. Yes.
Yeah. We hit them all. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully, so we've started marketing up in Jersey City. So hopefully we'll be popping up on people's feeds and, you know, with some exciting content. And anyone that's interested in joining us in the boating lifestyle will catch us pretty easily.
For sure. Now, is it an online application or do you come in person? Or is it just as easy as signing up, sending your info, and then you get an approval?
Well, however you want it, right? So we have salespeople in the areas, and if you want to do it over the internet, we can certainly do that. We would just send you a membership agreement you can take a look at and send it back, filled out. Or, you know, plenty of times someone will want to see the boats, kind of get a feel for it, meet the dock hands, right? And so we're happy to accommodate, you know, however you want it done. But if you want it to be super fast and convenient, then it can all just be done online.
So cool. So if you're thinking about it and you want to check it out, you could get a tour of the area, or if you already know you want it, go online, and sign up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep, we have a number of open houses too. And so they're on our Facebook page every now and then. We're at all the boat shows in the area. And yeah, so hopefully we're not hard to find.
Yeah, for sure. And any upcoming events right now that you're thinking that some of these, my Jersey City audience could be on a lookout for?
Yeah, we do have planning a grand opening, and that's going to be in, I believe we're looking at July, probably July 10th.
Okay.
And so once we nail that date down, that'll be on our Facebook page and on our newsletter and on all member, or I'm sorry, our communication stall leads and stuff. So we'll get that out as soon as we nail it down. But we do have, during that first 2 weeks of July, a grand opening planned at our Jersey City site, which is at Liberty Landing Marina. So right at Liberty Park, an awesome place to be.
Yes.
We're going to host the grand opening. We're going to tell everybody what the club's about, show off our nice new boats, give everybody a little tour. We have an awesome office there right on the water. So we'll be happy to, answer all questions and show everybody the deal and maybe take a couple people for a boat ride.
So anything else that you'd like, make sure you want our audience to know about Freedom Boat Club, either your franchises or just the lifestyle in general?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if I could sum it up, for me, I think the coolest two things about Freedom Boat Club are the variety of boats, right? So, pontoons, deck boats, center consoles, bow riders, and other clubs have other, wake boats and pilot house boats and cabin boats. And so the variety of boats is really cool. You could take your family out on a pontoon boat one day, take your buddies out the next day fishing on a center console, right? I mean, you just can't do that with your own boat. The other thing I really love about it, maybe even more than that, is the locations, the variety of locations. So if you want to go out in a bay in Delaware, you can do that. If you want to go out in the New York Harbor the next day, you can do that. So that's also very hard to do with your own boat. And so those are my two favorite things about the club. Again, we're constantly turning our boats over. So you're going to get nice new boats, every year, a third of the fleet be refreshed. And we focus a lot on member events and these clubs in the, inside the club, the Anglers Club, the Sea Sisters Club, those are growing every year. So I think this is just an awesome way to experience the water. It's totally, easy and simple. We call it, we make boating simple. And I think we really do that for people. We take a lot of the anxiety and the obligation away from owning the boat. Our captains are happy to help train, retrain. Our dock staff is on the dock every day to help load your gear, help you return to the dock safely, right? Which can be the most stressful part of boating. Get a little wind and a little crowd.
Trying to hold on to that pole. Hold on to the pole. Yeah. Grab the rope. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. All of a sudden it's not so fun anymore. You get in a little situation, but our dock staff are right there, right? Toss them a line. They'll pull you right in, keep everybody safe and happy. And the other thing that's really cool about it is, especially at Jersey City, I have to commend the employees at that marina. Like, that community is amazing. I mean, just very supportive. And so, and boating in general, I would say the community is incredibly supportive of one another, looking out for each other. And we've really experienced that in Jersey City. It's been very hospitable. And I can't say enough about the staff at that marina.
You sold me. I'm ready to sign up. I'm ready to sign my wife up.
Yeah, I'll give you a tour.
Yes, I can't wait. And now you said the next open house, one of the open houses or the tours?
Well, our open houses are, I'm sorry, I don't have the calendar in front of me, but every few weeks. I think it's maybe every 2 weeks, something like that.
So if they go on your Facebook page or your website, which I want you to repeat again, because you had freedomboatclub.com, but you had your own website, which was
libertyboatgroup.com.
Libertyboatgroup.com.
And so we have event information and so it goes out in our newsletter to members. It'll go out as invitations to our prospects that are in our database, people that have shown interest in the club. And so we invite people regularly about every 2 weeks to open houses there.
They're awesome. You might see me at every open house then.
Let's do it. Yeah.
But awesome.
Come down and just have a nice day on the water.
Oh yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to have a nice day on the boat. Like I said, see the Statue of Liberty, go around the Intrepid. I like it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, you bring the boat back and hand us the keys. And,
exactly.
Go and have a nice meal at the Feathered Fox.
Exactly. But I can't let people know I'm a member. They're going to want to always get me on the boat.
That's true.
So that's why I said I'll sign my wife up. Yes. Then I'll be like, oh, no, you should meet Bob. He's good. Bob has another one.
Yeah, that's right. You can take turns driving.
For sure. Now, before I leave, I know you said all these different interclubs within your club. Yep. Which one would you be part of if, say you were a member, not the franchise owner? What do you think would have intrigued you the most?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably be in the Anglers Club. Yeah,
all right.
Be in the Anglers Club. I mean, I don't know much about fishing, but I like it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. A few times a year, I do get out there. And so I would want to learn from our expert captains, and I'd spend time learning how to fish.
That's awesome. And biggest fish you've ever caught?
Oh, my. I don't even want to say. There's a flounder tournament every year in Southern Delaware, and I get a little team together, and we go out on that. And, man, I don't know. I catch like the 6-inch kingfish. I haven't caught a keeper yet, but yeah, one of these years, man.
And I think I went to the Key West, and we got there, threw a line over over the bridge. We got a fish. Yeah. It was about 3 inches. I was like, oh, we're going to get a whole bunch. We sat there three more hours, no fish.
You got to join the Anglers Club.
Yes. I need to learn. I need to learn.
That's right.
And it might have been the bubble gum on the stick. I had bubble gum on a stick, so it might have been, my little makeshift.
That's how I am, I'm just so impressed by our members and even our staff, that end up going out fishing, and they're just catching these incredible fish. On our elite boats, we have the pelagic species permit, so you can go catch, like, bigger fish, maybe some billfish or some tuna. And so, it's just really cool watching them come back with these big fish and these cool stories. And, there have been some awesome, there's a grandfather in New Jersey took his grandson fishing, and you see them come back and the kid's just so happy, and it's a lot of fun. It's contagious.
That's definitely probably a lifetime memory for that child too.
Yeah. He already beat me at the biggest fish thing. And it's like 30 years younger than me.
That was awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. I can't wait to visit. And so I'm going to encourage everybody else to check it out, become members, or at least, at least tour it out and, give it a chance, because it sounds a lot better than owning a boat. But if you want to own a boat, you could also call Josh and he'll sell you a boat that's been highly maintained and made sure that it's safety checked all the time. So
that's exactly right. Yeah. We'll help you get out on the water, however it is you want to do that.
For sure. And if anyone, like you said, if anyone wants to get in contact, you got the freedomboatclub.com and
check us out. We'll be happy to meet up with you. You can get in touch with one of our salespeople or visit the docks anytime. And we'll make sure you get the red carpet treatment, and we'll answer all your questions and hopefully get you out on the water.